A grand jury in Birmingham, Alabama, is expected to unseal an indictment today against the former chief executive of HealthSouth Corporation, Richard Scrushy. The Justice Department began investigating the company last May and contends Scrushy and HealthSouth inflated earnings to make it appear the company was meeting Wall Street expectations. Carrick Mullenkamp is in Birmingham covering the story for the Wall Street Journal. Good morning.
Hey, Bob. Good morning. It's a lot of scandal off the bat this morning.
I should say. What's the Justice Department been investigating here?
On the evening of March 18th, the FBI swooped into HealthSouth's offices in the suburbs of Birmingham, took away documents, and what we've seen since then is, amazingly, 15 executives pleading guilty to fraud, and several have said our boss, Richard Scrushy, knew or directed this, something that his lawyers so far have denied.
So fraud could be at least one of the charges against him if there's only one?
Yeah, the thing that makes this interesting is this may be the first case where a CEO has been charged under the Sarbanes-Oxley disclosure rules, which say you can't knowingly sign securities and exchange filings and know that they're false. And that could be a very interesting test here.
Now, Scrushy has publicly defended his reputation. What's he been saying?
His lawyers have mounted a very aggressive campaign. They say that Mr. Scrushy did not know about the fraud, that his lieutenant orchestrated it without his knowing. His lawyers have gone after FBI agents, government witnesses, and a lot of mud is flying in Birmingham.
Will there be more in the company facing charges?
That's another interesting question, is what happens for the company. Executives, there is some speculation that others might be charged. We haven't seen that as of yet. And the company has tried to stave off any charges against the company itself by cooperating with the Justice Department.
Now, HealthSouth operates rehabilitation hospitals and other facilities across the country. How is the company doing financially?
That's an interesting story. This company, after the company was raided in March, nearly fell into bankruptcy. A turnaround team was brought in from New York and has put the company back on more stable footing. The road is not totally clear yet, but things look better for the company than they did a few months ago.
And how do they feel about this in Birmingham?
Birmingham is on fire. The president is on fire with speculation. The president was through here yesterday, but the talk really has been on Richard Scrushy, who is a Horatio Alger story, built himself up from a modest means from a Selma, Alabama upbringing, and kind of became kind of the new money part of Birmingham. Gave a lot of money around. His name adorns a lot of buildings and roads. And now that seems to have come crashing down.
Thank you very much.
Have a good morning.
Carrick Mullenkamp is a reporter with the Wall Street Journal.